In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the 13th day, and as we heard yesterday, Blessed Virgin Mary always appeared to the Fatima children on the 13th day of each month. And we have today the votive mass of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary is crucial in our mission as Catholics to bring peace to the world. And I wanted to tell you today about Jacinta's older brother, Francisco Marto, who also was only 10 years old when he died, but who is the great example both to children and for adults in following the rules of God, keeping his commandments, and wishing good to everybody and peace to the whole world. Francisco Marto was always a great model of obedience, and he also was a great example in loving everybody equally, not showing preference to anybody. He loved to play with all the children near him without showing any preference, and he never quarreled with anybody. If someone of his friends started to quarrel, Francisco did not start to argue back, but simply left the game. He was mostly interested in his game to maintain peace, to maintain tranquility, and maintain goodwill with everybody around him. But Francisco was not a shy or cowardly boy. He had good nerves, and he would go out at night alone in the dark without any fear. He also loved to play with lizards and snakes, and he would roll them around a stick, and fearlessly he hunted hares and foxes and moles. As we heard yesterday, Our Lady showed in the first secret of Fatima, the three children, the vision of hell and punishment of the damned. And of the three children of Fatima, Francisco, he was the least impressed with the vision of hell because of his great tranquility, while Jacinta wanted to make her apostolate a conversion of sinners and saving them from the fires of hell. Francisco was the one who wanted to get ever nearer to God and please him with his life and console Our Lady, who was suffering and grieving so much because so many people refused to hear the word of God. During the vision of hell, what most attracted Francisco was God himself, not the sinners. And when Jacinta seemed to think only of converting sinners and of saving souls, Francisco thought how to console Our Lord and then Our Lady, who seemed so sad. So the Blessed Virgin gave children three secrets, and in the second secret she spoke how peace would come to the world and how peace could be maintained among men. As she said first sinners must be converted, and only then world would be given peace. During that time of the apparitions, the world was in the midst of a terrible war called World War, and later when the Second World War came, it was named World War I. And both children and adults were very much grieved by terrible consequences of war, all this battling, fighting, and death which was running around the world. But Our Lady told the three Fatima children that this great world war would end, and she also made a prediction that another war would be looming and starting soon if the people should continue offending God, and if Russia, who was a big atheistic state, would continue spread its errors. And as a solution to the wars and for the sins of men, Our Lady told that Russia, which was the main evil state in the world, should be consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Only then peace would be given through the devotion to this Immaculate Heart of Mary. And she promised the children that the war which is ravaging around them now, it would end. But if people would not cease offending God, a new one, even worse war than this one, would come. Children, when Our Lady first spoke about hell and then about her war, she mentioned things which are very frightening and which cause some amount of confusion both in within adults and within children. It deals about punishment, sin, and all those kinds of things which sometimes makes us sad and makes us worry what's going on in the world. But Our Lady also told how to get true peace and how to maintain the goodwill and peace among men. And Our Lady gave these consoling words at the end of the second secret, saying, "In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph." And indeed, through the devotion of Mary, the Church has done so much good in the whole world. During the First World War, the Portuguese nation, again, thanks to the Fatima Revelation, turned to Mary and said many prayers and rosaries in honor of the Queen of Heaven. And because of her devotion to Mary, Portuguese nation indeed stayed out of the Second World War when that started 20 years later, according to the word, accordingly what Mary had told the children. And after the war, it was Pope Pius XII who solemnly consecrated the entire world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Dear children, even though we are not mighty and powerful in the world politics, or even though we don't have many riches or many high positions, we, as faithful Catholics, we are the ones who can do most in maintaining and getting peace to the whole world. Today in the Church we recite the Rosary for gaining the peace in the world and making the world a safe and peaceful place through the devotion of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Truly, like we heard with Jacinta yesterday and with Francisco today, Mary is the great model of obedience and contemplation and thinking of God, and patience which a Christian should have in doing his duties, and then in the devotion which he should show to God, are the true keys to the true peace. While grown-ups are so often only concerned what happens in the politics of the world or where they could start another war to maintain or gain more power to themselves, we Catholics know that it's only in following the rules and commandments of God and keeping God first in our lives how the true peace can be maintained and achieved. Francisco, he often liked to think God, and he often liked to stop his playing or his work to go into the church in front of the Blessed Sacrament and there meet his God, and he sought there to console and gladden his God, showing to God Almighty in heaven that he was a true disciple of Mary. He wanted to please God and he wanted to please Our Lady by showing devotion and obedience to God Almighty. And like Francisco did, we have so many ways where we can show obedience and devotion to God Almighty. First of all, the Holy Rosary, which is the main devotion for any Catholics, the Holy Rosary of Our Lady, which brings so much goodness in the world and so much good for an individual soul. Also, Holy Communion, in the Holy Eucharist, we become one with God, we become His intimate friends, we ask a favor from our friend and from our Heavenly Father, that please, Father, bless this world which we live in, convert the sinners who do so much bad in this life, and make us true followers of Mary and true apostles of peace. And also what you can do to maintain and achieving peace is to do sacrifices, and it's to do penance. When we do little sacrifices and penances, we show to God that we don't just think of ourselves or something which would make us happy, but we think first of all what makes our Heavenly Father happy. And finally, a true Catholic always thinks also what makes Our Lady happy, what gives glory and joy to her Immaculate Heart of Mary, and what gives her most happiness is to see her children here on earth, like Francisco was, to be humble and obedient and a happy child. The one who is humble to his superiors and to his parents, the one who is obedient to the rules of God, and the one who is a happy follower and disciple of Mary. When we first, in these devotions, achieve peace within ourselves and then peace within our fellow Catholics, we become the apostles of peace ourselves, because by showing that obeying God, we can bring true peace to the world. And living as Catholics, we show this example to all the people who live around us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.